It's a great kavod for me to introduce the rabbinic administrator of the OU Kashrus. He has a new title, which is the CEO, Chief Executive Officer of OU Kashrus. And really, whatever the OU is today, as you'll get a little tip of the iceberg during this week, it's due to his vision of bringing in Talmidei Chachamim to be the Rabbanim HaMachshirim and to have really quality kashrus, which the OU, I believe, has gained a tremendous reputation throughout the world of kashrus, and it's due to his vision. Rabin actually did.
I want to first begin by thanking Rabbi Grossman. This Ask OU and many other educational programs of the OU are really his baby and his inspiration and the implementation, which is not insignificant as well. So I thank him very much for that. My topic, I believe, is Bishul Akum. Obviously, in an organization as big as the OU, with plants around the globe, Bishul Akum is a topic that we deal with halacha l'maaseh all the time. So I'm going to give a little bit of a shiur on Bishul Akum. If you have any questions related to some of our policies, I'm glad to address them. The Mishnah in Avodah Zorah and Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis says, Elu dvorim shel ovdi kochavim asum ve'eini sum isa hanor, and amongst them is pas and v'hashlokos. So Rashi on the Mishnah explains why is shlokos also. Kol dover shibishlo ovdi kochavim Oved Kochovin, Vafilu Bekli Toha, Vakulu Mishum Chasnas. So Rashi says that the reason for Bishul Akum, which is already mentioned in the Mishnah, Xeris Chachomim, is Mishum Chasnas. The Gemara, in elaborating on the Mishnah, the Gemara in Daf Lama Zayin, asks for Hashlokus Menole. So the words, why is it also Bishul Akum? So first the Gemara says it's a pasuk. Oichel v'kesef tashpimeinu v'yachalti, umayim v'kesef titen levishavtiti, kamayim, ma mayim shlo nishtanu, af oichel shlo nishtanu. So the Gemara asks, el miyata chite v'ason kloyis, hachinami d'asum, v'chitem hachinami, v'atanya chite v'ason kloyis mutoren, el kamayim, ma mayim shlo nishtanu b'biyosin, af oichel shlo nishtanu b'biyosin. So then the Gemara asks, alright, what about just chitin v'tochlam should be also, that's also nishtan, even without bishul. So Gemara says, no, nishtan ayde ha'or. So Gemara says, what does it say that in the pasuk, midi oksiv? So Gemara says, no, elamid rabbonin of a cross, machta b'yam. So bishul akum is a rabbonin. The Gemara thought first it was, thought there was almost a deraisa, quoted pasuk. And the Gemara says, no, it's only a drabbanon. And there, when the Gemara says that it's only a drabbanon, so Rashi, on the Gemara there comments, Shlo yeh yisrael vogel etzel b'maychel b'mishnah v'yichelenu dover tomei. So in the Gemara, Rashi gives a different reason than in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Bishul Akum is also Mishum Chasnus. And the Gemara, he says, it's Xeris shem yichelenu dover tomei. And then the Gemara goes on just to list certain criteria that are necessary for Bishul Akum to be also, and amongst them are Amar Shmuel by Yitzchak Amar Rav Kol Sheino Nechal Al Shulchan Melachim Lelafis Bo Sapas Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Of the Kochavim My Binai Yiki Binai Dogim Ktan Adi V'Taisi, which are not Oila Shulchan Melachim. So we know that for Bishul Akum, not everything is also. It has to be a choshev a Michael, something which is oila shulchan malachim. We'll talk later on what the definition of oila shulchan malachim is. So practically, we know that for something to be yosmi should be shalakum, it has to be oila shulchan malachim, and also something that requires bishul. If it's something that can be eaten without bishul, it's nechol kamo shulchai. So the bishul is not so significant. That's not awesome. But Toysis, now coming back to Rashi, Toysis already is bothered. Yeah.
According to Rashi,
the reason that it's
saying
should come in,
so why does it have to be a
question of faith? I'm going to talk about it. So Tosfos already asks, notice that Rashi gives two different reasons. Rashi in the Mishnah says chasnus, and the Gemara says shem yichelim dover tamir. So Tosfos says, Pirish Rashi, the Rabbanon goes mishum dechayim shem yichelim dvam tmeim. V'yosa hayanir l'farish hatam mishum chasnus. V'chein pirish hakuntus b'masnisim. So Tosfos implicitly is asking, why does Rashi come up with this new reason, shem yichelim dover tamir? The better reason would have been mishum chasnus. And probably Tosfos thinks that that's a better reason, maybe because of your question. If the reason is mishum shemichalein David Tomei, so anything that he cooks, why does it depend on the being a dove choshev? Everything's a chashash, that maybe he'll give you something not kosher. So the question is, why indeed does Rashi give two reasons for bishalakum? Now, there are other things in the Mishnah, for example, Pasach or so there Rashi only mentions Chav. We don't have the reason Shemichalim Dover Tomei by Pas. And it could be Elpidin that there's a chilik between Pasachum and Bishalakum, because we know there are many chilukim between Bishalakum and Pasachum. For example, Pasachum is also only if it's a direct contact between the yid and the goy. But if it's a palter, in other words, if it's a palter where the contact is not social but commercial, I go to a bakery, so then we're makil about pas palter mikra din. The machlek shulchanov says dror says mechuvah, but we have a cool of pas palter. Why? Because there's less of a chance of intermarriage if the relationship is a commercial one. I'm going into a bakery, right? It's not a social context. So therefore, there's less of a chashash. But by bishul akum, palter is also. V'havaya, the Ramon says in Shulchan Aruch that kichalach, he says kichalach, if they have a lot of egg on them, so he says then they're also als bishalakum, because even though the dough part is mutter als pas palter, pas doesn't have to be only bread. If it's cakes, at least if it's pas about the kisnin, it's also mutter als pas palter. So Tosfos says, excuse me, Ramos says the reason, but if it's a thick layer, a lot of egg, so then it's also als bishalakum. In other words, out of the pas, it would be mutter because of palter. But you see, for the bishul part, palter doesn't work. So we see there's a chilek between bishul and pas. Another chilek, which according to many mishonim, chochmei svarad, which is the psak of the mechaber, told we Ashkenazim align the kul of the ramor. The halach is that by pas akum, if the yid plays any role in the production, for example, even if he was zorik a kisim, he threw in a sliver of wood into the fire, so it's mutter. Or if he was mechatev kolim, he churned the coals to stoke the fire, that's also mutter by pas. What about by bishul? So the Mechaber says, and most rishonim, the Rambam, most rishonim of the opinion, that by bishul, that heter doesn't work. We rely on Shittus HaMordechai, the Ramah says, that by Bishul it also works. But most Rishonim are not that way. So, again, why? By Bishul it doesn't work, Shrikas Kisim, but by Pas it does. So, why is that? So, the reason is this. We know that they were more makil about Pas for a practical reason, namely, because Alalechem Yichya Adam, it's a basic staple of life, so therefore they were more makil about pas, and therefore the formulation about pas was different than bishul. By pas, the isa is just an isa gavra, it's an isa chasmas. So any hacker, if the yid was mechate b'cholim or was through a kisim, or the chas chasmas is mitigated because the context is a commercial one, they were makel. But by Bishul, apparently, they said that that which is Bishul Akum is not just it's an Isagavra, it's a Chefzad Isura. And it's also Alza Chefzad Machalas Asuras, which a new category, namely Bishul Akum. And that's what we learn from the Asmachta. The Asmachta, tells us that this is a Chefza Midrabonin of Machalas Asuras. And that's why we find these differences. And I just want to prove it to you. My nafkamina. The nafkamina is this. By Bishul Akum, we hold that Bishul Akum, that this Tamki Ika Bishul Akum, it's really two days in Shulchan Aruch, it's Machlok Tishrishar, Machlok Tishrish, and Rashba, where the Bishul Akum Asas Kalin. Something was cooked, Bishul Akum, in a pot. You have to kash the kli. So the Chava quotes two days about it. Generally, we're machmer about it. We assume lechumah, even though usually by Bishul Akum it says in Shulchan Aruch and Moshe we go always lekula by Bishul Akum, but generally we go lechumah and we assume that you have to kasha the kli. So why? Because it's tam kika. Apparently, otherwise we wouldn't ask the kli. But by pasakum it says mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that pasakum doesn't ask the kli. Or not only that, doesn't ask for the food. It says in that if you're eating, one person is makbid on if one person is makbid on Bishul Akum, right? It says in Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Yud Bei Sif Tes Vav, Misha Nizim Mipas Akum Mutu Lechol Bakara and Misha Eino Nizim Mimeno Va'afapi Shetam, right? Va'afapi Shetam Pas Akum Is Arav Bapas Yisrael Eino Choshes, right? So you see that by Pas there's no time Kika. Why? Because if it's just an Isa Gavra, so there's no time Kika on that. If it's an Isa Chefza, then there's time Kika. So by Bishul Akum, they made it what? They made it a cheft of Machalos Asuras, and there's an Isatam, and that's why, according to the Machab, you can't have a separate heter that Shrikas Kisim will work, or Pas Palta doesn't work by Bishul. Because it's not, it's a cheft of Machalos Asuras. Even if you took care, so to speak, of the Chastas Palm, it's still a cheft of Machalos Asuras. So now coming back, why is it that we have two reasons for Bishul Akum? In Rashi, with Bava Toisus. And we'll actually see Rishonim quote both of these reasons. Some Rishonim, Toisus quotes a Shita Saravid, that it's not the Ravid of Al-Hasogus, it's a different Ravid, obviously, one of the Balei Toisus, who says that if you cook Bebeis Yisrael, the Goy cooks Bebeis Yisrael, it's not awesome. Because the reason is Shem Yechel and Dava Tomei, and the basis of all the food that's in the Jewish home is going to be kosher food, kosher ingredients. So you see, he thinks that the reason is only Shem Yechel and Dava Tomei. Rashi has both reasons why, because Rashi we should always that's the Shita Saravid, and Rashi has both reasons because we should always understand that in Exeris Chachamim, when Chachamim made Exera, there are two things that we have to focus on and distinguish between. One is the Siba Se Isa. Why did they make it Asa? Well, the reason they asked was Mishum Chasmus. They wanted to make a bulwark between Yidden and Goyen to avoid intermarriage. That was the reason of the Isa. But then the Chaloisa Isa, how they formulated it, called the Tikkun Rabbanan the Isa Tikkun, under what category it falls, that's a different issue. I'll give you an example. Rishon already pointed this. The Tosfos of Rochonon in Avodah Zorah says this. It's quoted in the Rashba and in Avodah Zorah. He says, for example, he's bothered by Stam Yenim. And Stam Yenim, the Gemara gives two reasons why Chazal asked Stam Yenim. One reason is Mishum Benoseim, and another reason is because of Yain Nesach. And we know that they made it like Yain Nesa, because Stam Yenam is Osu Bahano as well. There are coolers, but if it was Shulok Kavana, then it's only Osu Rishdi and not Bahano. But Stam Yenam, they gave it a din of Yain Nesa. So which is it? Is it Mishum Nosei or is it Mishum Yainesa? So the Taisha B'chanan says that that it's both. The reason they did it was Mishum B'Nosei. Again, Mishum Chasmus. But that was in the Sibas Ha'isa. But in the Chaloi Sa'isa, in the Hagdara Sa'isa, they said that's an Isa of Odozor, it's an Isa of Yain Nesach. And he says, and that's why it's also Bahanor, because Yain Nesach is also Bahanor. So similarly over here, the reason they said Bishalaka was what? Mishum Chasmus. That's what Rashi quotes in the Mishnah, because Rashi is interested in this whole category, Shlokos and Pas and so on. Why is it also? It's also Mishum Chasmus. But in terms of the Chaloisa Isa, Rashi says it's what? Shemiyachalenu Dovatame. And Rashi says that once the Gemara comes up to with a Pasuk, has it? The Gemara says, no, it's only an Asmachta. But the reason why the Gemara wanted an Asmachta, because it's not Stam Gzeira, that is a Gavra. It became a Chefze Macholos Asuras. From where does this Chefze Macholos, where is that rooted? It's based on this Asmachta. Now Tosis quotes in Avodah Zorah, I mentioned the Shitas of Avram ben David, Tosis is in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Chesam, and Al Tivei Maschal Ella, I'll just read the Tosis, Omer HaRav Rav Avram b'Rav David, Devadei Shlokos Asur Chachon Kishar Ovid Kochovim Mevashlon Beveso, Aval Kishar Mevashlon Beveso Shel Yisrael, Ein Lochosh Lo Lechastus V'Lo Leshem Yachilen Advarom Tmeim. Lo hodol lo rabbeinu tam. The vada came shofik kocham levash lo chilku klal chachamim ben meshusa yisua lo meshusa ovik kocham. Ki lo olam yesh locho shem lo yisa gam bebeso so yisua kamo bebeso so ovik kocham. So rabbeinu tam is not mechalik. This kula, by the way, is quoted. This we don't pass like this with Avraham ben David. Certainly not nechatchila. But I know there are many. The Shaila came up. Rabbi Avadya Yosef has this in his Tshuvas. How do we eat? You know, I mentioned that there's machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramor, between Chochmei Ashkenaz and Chochmei Sfarad, whether Zvikas Kisein helps for Bishalakum. So at the OU, we rely on that cooler, which means to say that if the Mashkiach lights the pilot light, we usually have other snifim also, but if he lights the pilot light, so which is the equivalent of Zvikas Kisei, because the fire will never go out, will always relate to that which the Yid lit. So we rely on that for, you know, in a cooking establishment. So in a hotel, well, let's say you have, this was the shayla that we were providing Yosef was burdened by. In Israel, we have to remember that a large portion of the population are Sfaradim. About half the population are Sfaradim. Well, it used to be half. Maybe it's after the Russian Aliyah, maybe it's a little less than half, but it's someplace in that range. And so how do, in a hotel, if let's say they have a Swedish or Norwegian chef, or for that matter an Arab chef, cooking, how does, so for the Ashkenazi, the Meshbich lights the fire, it's not a problem. But what about for the Sfaradim? What do they rely on? So Rav Avadya Yosef Weizenshuvi says like this. He says, since there are many... obviously this is not his lechatchila position, but this is what they rely on, and this is what you can rely on. He says, even though the Mechaber, we always follow the Mechaber, but there is, after all, the Ramor that says lighting the fire is sufficient. And there are many other coolers. Amongst them, he mentions that if the hotel is owned in Jewish hands, so it's like Bebeso Shu Yisrael, most of these hotels are rented, you know, the Balabas is a Yid. And then he has other coolers, which we're going to talk about, that there's Chirim, and which the Shach already called some region, maybe that's a cooler as well. So he has, since we have several other coolers, that's what they rely on. A pilot, well, it once, if the Yid lit it, it would seem that it could go forever. But I'm going to get to talk about it in a second after. This is whether our pilot lights actually, well, Moshe held the pilot lights work. But not everybody, you know, there is 2 days in the Shach about this, where the Esh Mi Esh is, but Levi said,
good 2 days, that's it.
He doesn't say it's good for a few days. He says it's good. He says it's good for a few days. If you lit an oven and the oven is still warm, that's good for a few days. But if you lit the fire, right, it's not the heat of the oven, because the heat of the oven after a few days dissipates. But if you lit the fire, whenever the other fire will be, that'll be the same fire. That doesn't say a few days. That you said, but that's not Shulchan Aruch. But there are 2 days in the Shach where the Eish Mi Eish works. I'm going to talk about that. L'maisa we're making about it. Now, it's interesting, the Rambam and Perish Mishnah somehow combines both reasons. The Rambam says, he says like this, Rov dvorim elu kagon hapas v'hashlokos kiyotzu behem kulam nesu kidei shenisrachik mehem v'lo nis'are v'imon kidei shol nimshach v'his avo imoim l'shloach yad b'mashu osu v'ze inin amu mishum chasmas. It's interesting, unless he means v'lo l'shloach yad b'mashu osu, he doesn't mean the food. He means the, you know, the bas, the but bas. I mean the simple. The simple reading means mashu also means the food, and it says bezet inyan amu mishum chasnas. He combined the two. All right. Now I want to talk about another criterion by Bishul Akum, and that is, in order for something to be os mishum Bishul Akum, it has to be olah shulchan malachim. What does olah shulchan malachim mean? So literally, olah shulchan malachim means something which is such a high quality it would be served at a king's table. So, is that what Olah Shulchan Malachim means? And there's a very big nafkamina halacha l'maisa. I want to start by telling you a story which Rabbi Schwab Zichron Levoch once told me. He told me that he went to visit the Chazon Ish. This was right after the war, you know, in the 1947, whenever he saw the Chazon Ish in Eretz Yisrael, and he asked the Chazon Ish about sardines. Are you allowed to eat sardines? Are they awesome? Because maybe they're not called Oila Shulchan Malachim. So the Chazon Ish said, it's awesome. Because he said, so Rav Schwab said, it's not Oila Shulchan Malachim. So the Chazon Ish said, of the Kenning from England, when the King of England eats breakfast, he eats sardines also. So if Schwab said, many Gedolim, I think of Chaim Moshe was a maker about sardines, so they sent sardines after the First World War to, you know, the joint and so on. And they were maker because they said it's not Olah Shulchan Malachim, it's Dagim Ketanim and so on. So he said, Zehalten is Moti, Halten is awesome. So Rav Schwab told me that since he heard of Pikacho, the Chazon Ish, he was always machmir about sardines, and that's why Broyers gave Hashkocha, you know, Bishul Yisrael on sardines. So this issue, in terms of how you define Olah Shulchan Lachem, has tremendous consequences in terms of what is Os Mishum Bishul Lachem. Because if the definition is the Chazon Ish's definition, which is a Chuma definition, Olah Shulchan Lachem doesn't mean served at a fancy meal or at a chasana or steak dinner. It means almost any food as long as it's not an inferior food. So then, almost every, I mean, I should say almost everything, but many things will be included which otherwise would have been excluded from the definition of Bishul Akum. But if the definition of Bishul Akum in terms of Olah Shulchan Lachem means literally the only thing that's also is a very choshev amaychol, or, you know, a significant Michael, then most things would fall out of the category of Bishul Akum. And I'll just give you an example. I once spoke to the Rav Zichron Levoch about this, the Yeshiva, and he thought that the definition of Olah Shulchan Lachem means kipshuto, as it says, oila shulchan malachim, and therefore many cooked vegetables that you get in cans, he didn't think they reached the standard of oila shulchan malachim. And then so nowadays many of them are mutter for other reasons, because many of them, not all, but many are nechel kamo shulchai. But beans, for example, are not nechel kamo shulchai. So the question is, would baked beans be called oila shulchan malachim? So, according to the Chazon Ish, that will be awesome. Because the king, you know, at a state dinner, they're not going to serve you baked beans. But Stan, when he has a meal, he'd eat baked beans also, right? Or, for example, junk food. We always assume that junk food, we in the OU I'm talking about, is not oila shulchan malachim. So, for example, potato chips, and these kind of macholim are not oila shulchan malachim. According to the Chazon Ish, it would be oila shulchan malachim. I presume that the standard definition, the most accepted definition, was not like the Chazon Ish. In all yeshivas, I remember years ago I was in Lakewood, 30 years ago, so I remember they were serving Rice Krispies and so on. So what's the heter? It's, you know, these things are cooked. Why isn't that oila shulchan malachim? So I presume that the heter was that they assumed that this is not oila shulchan malachim. You know, at a fancy meal, you don't give Rice Krispies. You have for breakfast here. But according to the Chazon Ish's definition, that would be awesome. So, but the OU's position is Lakula, which I think many poskim held, but not like the Chazon Ish. Yeah. Yeah, you know, everybody says that you go by the min, you go by the actual product. I don't understand this thing that you can go by the min. You know, I think they quote it from Bianca from us. It's mamish lo ala das. First, the Ram says mafurish not that way, but by Bishul Akim he says it goes everything but. You know, everything depends on hamakom v'azman, depending on is it oila shulchan malachim that place. I mean, with the xeris akasa, the potato, you know, so I make a potato, it's by Belsky, by the way, we have a whole bank of shalosh and chuvas here from the OU. Rabbi Belsky has a whole discussion about this, you know, this idea that you go by the min is, I think it's much nonsense. It just doesn't make any sense. Right. So Rabbi Belsky has discussion about that pre-chodesh, if that's what he really means, and so on. Right. It's a mufush of Rambam, so it's not shaykh. If the Rambam says, if I have the Rambam quoted here, but it's very different. You know, there's also a tshuva in the later Igris Moshe's about potato chips. You know, so but anyhow. I tell you the OU's position. I think Lamaisa, this is what has been done in all yeshivas. All yeshivas used to eat Rice Krispies and cornflakes and stuff, and that's what they rely on. That's not Ola Shochalach. But there is a Mokum, obviously, Lahachmeh, because you see that, you know, the Chazon Ish was a Machmeh. I thought that this Shaila between Reb Chaim Oizer and the Chazon Ish about sardines revolves around two days in the Tosfos. Tosfos asks, there's another gzeira. The Chazal made a gzeira of Sheikha. It's also mentioned in the Mishnah. Also gzeira Mishum Chashnus. What is Sheikha? You're not supposed to drink, you know, alcoholic beverages with a guy. So Tosfos asks, what do I need to set the gzeira Mishum Sheikha? The Sheikha itself that you're drinking should be also Mishum Bishalakum. So Tosfos gives two answers on this Kashim, on this Shaila. Tosfos says, one text he says is like this, that Sheikha is not Oila Shulchan Malachim. So Al Tzbishalakim, it wouldn't be also, that's why they made a separate Gzeila Sheikha. The other text Tosfos says is that they make, on Sheikha you make a Shehakel. So what does Tosfos mean you make a Shehakel? You make a Shehakel on a ripsteak also. A ripsteak, everybody who agrees, is also Mishabishalakim, right? So what does Tosfos mean you make a Shehakel? So Tosfos meant to say like this, that the Ika by the Sheikha is not. The, you know, what is Sheikh? Let's assume Sheikh is a kind of a beer, right? Or some kind of alcoholic fermented. In our contemporary context, it would be called beer, right? I don't think they, you know, they're talking about a different Sheikh, whatever it was. But beer, what do? You take the hops and so on, and basically Tosfos thought the ikar is not the hops. The ikar is the water. It's a beverage. You're just flavoring the water. So. That's not also Mishum Bishalakum, because the water is mutter. So, similar to this, there's a, I think the Gilyon Ma'aseh quotes, he speaks about, of course, coffee. He says, coffee is not awesome, it should be shalakam. And he refers to this day in Tarsus, but also because it's really, it's just the water, you're just flavoring the water. But we have 2 days in Tosfos. I mean, this is speculative. One can deal with this. But I thought the 2 days in Tosfos. But the vice versa, if we say this machlokes between the 2 days. But the second day in Tosfos apparently thought that Sheikha was Allah Shulchan Malachim. So he comes up to a different hetter, namely that the ikur is the water. But it's not that Sheikha is not Allah Shulchan Malachim. So we have 2 days where the Sheikha is Allah Shulchan Malachim. So it could be, right, it could be that this shaila in Tosfos revolves around this exact issue. That's if you speak about Oyla Shulchan Malacha means a very choshev amaychel, so you understand very well. At the state dinner, they don't serve beer. What do they serve? Wine. But when that, you know, but the king or the president, right, when he's watching the Super Bowl, he's not necessarily have wine in his hand. He has a beer, kayadua, and so it could be that this shaila depends on these 2 days in Tosfos. But in terms now, just going back to the OU's position that it's always taken is that if something is junk food, right, that that's not called, I just give it as a marshal, that that's not called Oyla Shulchan Malachim. Yeah. I'm sorry to hear. I can't hear. It stands for what? Not to kavush? No, it does not. Well, beer at certain points are cooked. There's a cooking process also. It's not just the. But kavush, that is not awesome. It should be shalakam. Just in terms of the halach itself. Okay. Now, another criterion. And in order for something to be awesome, it should be shalakum. It has to be a dover that's not nechel kamo shulchai. So there's machlokes the gemara. What if something's nechel kamo shulchai de hatchak? Is that called nechel kamo shulchai? Which is a machlokes between Chizki and Bar Kapora and Reb Yochanan. La halach, it's a shaila how we paskin, machlokes we shine him. And in Shulchan Aruch, both days are quoted. Machaba quotes both days. Dagim lucha magdoilim enu nechalim elei de hatchak, lufikach im tzolim akum asum, v'yesh matirim. I just want to tell you a story that happened in terms of the OU. There was a big dispute years ago. This goes back about, let's go back close to 20 years, which the OU had with the Rabbanut HaRashid, and that was about tuna fish. At the time, the chief rabbinate was importing, or the state of Israel was importing its tuna from the United States, primarily from Puerto Rico. And we at the OU, we relied on Zvikas Kisem, namely that we lit the fires. So here, the chief rabbi at the time, who was of Mordechai Eliyahu, was concerned. He said, listen, many Jews in Israel are Sfardim. So the cooler that you have, they should not be relying on, and you should therefore have to, you know, mamish cook the tuna, right? That the Yid should put it into the autoclave, you know, in the oven that was heating it. The retort, thank you. So at the end we accommodated, you know, what the specs were, and we sent to, which we do to this day, Rabbi Gifter goes to Puerto Rico, and he pushes in each of these big wagons filled with cans of tuna. the question of those, which still remains somewhat unresolved, is tuna fish nowadays called, is maybe because a lot of tuna fish is eaten, you know, with, through sushi, right? Sushi. So, which has become more and more popular, and which is nechel kamo shulchai. So do we say that tuna itself is nechel kamo shulchai? Tzorchia. And also, if it's Adei Hadchak, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether that's mutter or not. There was another tzad lekula, which I want to mention, that, which is another kula that the OU does rely on, and is in a very, very important shaila. And that shaila is, what if something is not cooked, but steamed, in hot steam? Is that mutter or not? So this is a machlokes ha-poskim, and it goes back to the Rebbe Tzilon and others. There are those who said yes, and there are those who said no. Because we know that the halacha is that if something is ma'ushan, it's mutter by bishulakum, right? The reason for that is that ma'ushan is a suffix in the Yerushalmi, where the ma'ushan is called bishul and not that. So the derises were machmir for. Says in Pezayin, like Basel Cholov, we can see the Ma'ushan to be Bishul. But Lagabe Bishul Akum, we're Mekel. So Ma'ushan is Mutter. What does Ma'ushan mean? So there are two possibilities to understand Ma'ushan. One is simply a cold smoke, like we smoke, like Norwegian salmon would be smoked, right? Or like they smoke in a smokehouse, provisions, hot dogs, and stuff like that. So there it's a cold smoke. It's basically a chemical reaction of the smoke and so on that's curing the food. But what if it's cooked in steam? Is it mutter or not? So Rabbi Vadya Yosef has a tshuva about this, and he's makel about hot steam. But the early, very early poskim, if you want, has a very interesting discussion about this with Talushkin in the Sefer Taras Mayim on Mikvos. He has a section at the end about cornflakes grata, and he has discussion about whether hot steam is mutter or not. I once spoke to Evan Yoshim about this, and I had a raya that you see that what we call steaming is mutter, that's called ma'ushan. Because there's it says in Shulchan Aruch that ma'ushan is also by bishalakim. It's mutter by bishalakim, but it's also by basa b'cholav. So the Pichadosh asks, how could it be that ma'ushan should be also by Basa B'cholav? After all, this Machlaikis Rishonim, where the Tzli is also, right? Machlaikis Rashi and Tosfos Sanhedrin and other places, and Ma'ushan is further from Bishul than Tzli. How can Ma'ushan be also? If according to those Rishonim who say that Tzli is Mutter, and we know that Ma'ushan is also by Basa B'cholav, right? That's the Yerushalmi, because it's a derisa. So he answers like this, the Prisha says like this, that he says the case that Ma'ushan is also is like this. There's a pot that has milk in it, and there's a piece of meat in the pot, and it's being cooked on the other side by Ishun, which is heating the water, heating the milk, which is cooking the meat. So one thing that you see from this Prisha, that he thought that the Ishun was hot, the hot steam. Rabbi Heinemann told me that that he heard from from Reb Aaron, that Reb Aaron thought that Reb Aaron, here there was a difference between Reb Moshe and Reb Aaron. I think Reb Aaron thought that Reb Aaron thought that Ma'ushan was with steam was not bishulakum. So whether it's steam or smoke, like what I quoted from Rav Adi Yosef, and Reb Moshe thought that Ma'ushan through a hot steam was awesome. That does not fall under the category of Ma'ushan. So this issue goes back and also revolves around, you know, contemporary poskim as well. In terms of the OU's position, the OU does rely on Ishun, a hot steam being called Ma'ushan, but it has to be a... it's only if it's cooked directly in the steam. So coming back to the tuna fish, what happens with tuna is the tuna is cooked, but when it first comes in, it's cooked in steam. The reason they do that actually is not so much to make it edible, though it makes it edible, it's in order to skin it. It's very hard to skin if it hasn't been cooked before, to separate the skin from the... And every tuna is handled by hand. It's women scaling it. So it's first cooked in live steam, and then it's skinned, and then it's put into cans and put into a retort to further cook. Actually, the further cooking there is really doesn't help the taste so much. It actually, the taste goes down. They do that just for health reasons, to make sure there are no microbes, to kill the microbes. So that is... But the OU does not rely on that if it's cooked in a can, like a retort, and has juice in the can, and it's cooked on the outside with steam, because there the steam is not cooking it. What's cooking it is the water in the can. Right? The steam is only, it's just, that's what they told us, or. So that we don't rely on. But if it's cooked directly in steam, that we are makula about. My time is out, front. Okay, I just want to get back to the question that you asked. It's a good question. If you say that the reason is Mishum Shem Yachlin Dovach Tomei, so then why do you need a stand of Oila Shulchan Malachim? Apparently the answer is Mishum say, because if it's not a Dovach Choshev, then a Goy will not come to be Mazmin a Yid on that, and he won't end up being in his house to eat a Dovach Tomei. But the question is a good question. Well, I would agree with you about this, if Chazal in their wisdom made example of what do you call it, the Bishalakim, Shumchasnos, Kalvachom, Bembenosho, Kalvachom, we should be careful about it nowadays. However, having said that, we should be careful and do things that are required al Pidin. And you should be aware that the Pisre Tshuva says at the end in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos by Bishalakim, it says that Safak Bishalakim is Mutter. Right? So the Pisre Tshuva says, of course, Safak Bishalakim is Mutter, Safak Drabonin is Mutter, right? So he says it doesn't mean just Safak Drabonin is Mutter. By Bishalakim, we go Lakula. For example, let's say by Suffolk Drabona gets a Cheskes Isur, Machlok Sapoiskim, he says, we'd also go Lakula. It's sort of like Ke'ein, I don't say, it's Ke'ein Suffolk Mamza, because it's Mut, because Vadai in the case of Suffolk. They did, but Mokum Suffolk, they want Geyser. So, you know, we should do what's required always up Yaloch, and that's what we try to do. You know, there's always going to be Machlokes and so on, but it doesn't mean that whatever you should do, always go Lachum, especially in the Drabona. You know, I think that's a bad policy. Yeah. I'm not sure. Ramesha thought that steam was also by Bishalakum. Ramesha has a different cooler. It's a very big cooler. We don't rely on that cooler. Ramesha has a cooler. Things that are made in factories with different kinds of equipment. He thinks there's no In other words, it's different than Palta. But if it's made in Wisconsin, and it's then the Yid has no shaykhus at all, but Moshe was a makel about that. But generally, that kula has not been accepted. But Moshe held that steam is also by Bishul Akum, and when Moshe holds him ikra din, you can kasha with steam. He's only machve by Pesach. I don't know if the two things go together. I don't think they should necessarily go together. But
just one more question. Did Rav Aaron write a tshuva but it gave steam, or is it something that was said?
I heard it from Heinemann. I'm just. Yeah. The scramble, because it says mafush in the Ramah that eggs are awesome should be shlach. Microwave is a good shayla. There are people who think that microwave is like ma'ushon. But I spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman about this once. Because I thought that Rav Shlomo Zalman would be a makel about it. I'll tell you why. Lishitaso. I thought that Moshe would be a machmer and Rav Shlomo Zalman would be an ois and Rav Shlomo Zalman would be a makel. But that's not what happened. Because there's a machloket between Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe about a microwave where that's called Bishul D'Oraisa. Is that called Adei, you know, like told us, is that Bishul B'chama? So Rav Moshe says Bishul B'chama is also Osa if it would be, if it's Derech B'kach. Because Rashi says Bishul B'chama is Potter B'Shabbos because it's not Derech B'kach. But if you'll make it Derech B'kach, you'll like a Dud HaShemes or in a microwave, Rav Moshe says that'll be Osa B'Oraisa. So nowadays he says it's Osa B'Oraisa. And Rav Shlomo Zalman disagrees, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, a microwave is not Bishul D'Oraisa. So I thought if it's not Bishul D'Oraisa, it's not that he'd be making about Bishul Akum. I asked him about it, and he said, no, he still thinks it's awesome. But I know there are poskim who hold, who look cool about it. The OU goes look cool about it.
Scarab rubbing your neck.